from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
What about the Royals, though? Because you and I differ on this a little bit. Right now, we both think they're going to end up making the playoffs. We're on the same page there. But what happens when they make it?
I think that the more I look at where the rotation currently sits, and I'll admit that this is before, these stats are before Cole Reagan's pitch last night. I don't know, his ERA probably went up 0.1. That's how it works. Before last night, Reagan's was 10-7 with a 3.18 ERA. Lugo, 14-7, 302. Singer, 9-8, 3.18. And Waka, 10-6 with an ever-lowering 3.33 ERA. Lorenzen also has a sub-3 ERA since he's been pitching for the Royals. You can't recreate that in a following year. You are going to be unable to recreate that, which means it feels really important to get playoff wins now. I'm putting more pressure than not just making the postseason, making some noise in the postseason, because I don't think you can recreate that starting rotation or that level of starting rotation easily. So every year it's going to be harder to win in the postseason than now. Pitching is the currency in the postseason, and you've got it in spades. You go five deep, no team, or one team, maybe the Mariners, and they can't hit. Go five deep in their rotation right now. It's more like four in Lorenzo.
Yeah, it's kind of I don't know if they're really going five deep, but I get
four deep, same vibe. But
I agree with you on the first three, which is, hey, you know, are you getting Seth Lugo, all-star game Seth Lugo, career year Seth Lugo again? Yeah, I mean, the odds would tell us no, to your point. You know, are you getting his performance along with Reagan's, along with Singer in 1 year? There's a decent chance no. So I hear you. My only thing is this team won 56 games a year ago, and I know it's a different team, but they won.
That's what I'm erasing.
But they won 56 games a year ago. If they make the postseason, like, we all want them to win the series, duh. We all want them
before the season, what I've just accepted, they made the postseason and got swept on wild card. Yeah, I probably would have.
Yeah, look, and I'll be disappointed, but I think, you know, especially when they haven't even clinched yet, but to now already be saying, like, well, if they don't, they have to win the series now for it. Like, what?
Yeah,
or,
I feel that
or
way.
Or what? Or it's not successful for you? Like, what?
Or it's disappointing. Does that, you know?
Well, sure. I'm disappointed if the.
I can look at 160.
I'm disappointed if it went when KU gets bounced in the Sweet 16. Sure. I'm disappointed if, you know what I mean? Like, I'm disappointed if the Royals get bounced in the ALCS, of course. Like, I'm disappointed. Sure, I think everybody's disappointed when your team doesn't win the ultimate prize. The Niners fans were disappointed with last season.
So year to year, team to team, we talk about this with the Bills. The Royals should feel real pressure to perform in the postseason because of what the rotation is now and how hard it's going to be to recreate that. I know what this sounds like. This sounds like I'm moving the goalpost
a little bit,
and I'm changing what, you know what? I actually don't think moving the goalpost is all that bad. I think sometimes you should. Once you get a better sense of what the expectation is and not what we thought it would be, I don't think it's unreasonable to say, okay, now my expectations have changed. Forget 56 wins. There were like seven players on last year's opening day roster that were on this year's opening day roster. No Reagans, no Lugo, no Waka, no Urseg, Vinny was on the team half the year last year. It's a different team. They have proven to me over the course of almost eight full months of this year that they are a really good baseball team. And I just, in the years in which you have this kind of pitching, like if I'm the Mariners, I'm pissed that this is the kind of starting rotation I get and we can't hit worth a lick. The problem is that the Royals are going to go into the postseason likely, no matter what.
Weren't the Mariners in a playoff team last year? That's why they're disappointed.
Yes, but the Royals this year, and that's, you know, and like this year, they're recreating the starting rotation. They can't hit. Like, it's the same problem where last year they caught lightning in a bottle because all their offensive players did well. They lost their opportunity to win in the time they did. Now they might miss the probably will miss the postseason for the Mariners. I think you got to take advantage of it because now for the starting rotation. It's going to look different next year.
I think we're agreeing more than we actually realize with this. I don't know if it's just the way we're wording it. Like, what you just said about the Mariners, I agree. Everything you said, we're viewing it in a different light. The Mariners had a really good team. They got bounced in the playoffs early. Of course they were disappointed. We're in agreement there. They also were a team that they didn't win their division last year, but they had bigger expectations. The Royals, there's no way for them to fall short of expectation anymore.
I still think that's possible based on this rotation.
You know, that's, we're not talking anymore about just making the playoffs short of expectation. You're saying if they lose the wild card series, correct, that is falling short of expectation. Correct. And I'm saying that I think we're in agreement, but we're using the different word. I will be extremely disappointed. expectation, like, moving the goalposts, the only way I usually agree with you on that would be, all right, if it's we're talking about NBA Finals, or let me use that for example. It's a best of seven series, and I'm up 3-0. Oh, you damn well better win that series. You know, that
I didn't feel that way before, I do now.
To me, that you can
but
move the goalposts.
That's how I feel about this rotation. They have a starting rotation that's going to be the best in the American League when they walk into the postseason. Now, to the text line's point for why I should maybe cool it on the goalpost moving is they're like, look, with this bullpen, makes me feel like the other Chiefs scored 35 points in a game and gave up 36. So there is still, it's not a perfect pitching staff. Obviously, the bullpen had its struggles last night and has never quite got its footing for a good chunk of the season. I get greedy when, that's like, fine. I didn't expect the rotation to be this good. That's why my goalpost where my line was, and in July or June probably, right? Why my expectation would have been different. Why I would have been like, oh no. But the more a week? 10 days away from September? And they have the best rotation in baseball, arguably, based on statistically. They probably, I think it's the fourth best.
If Cody, if they end up winning the AL Central, and they win the Central, and they're 3.5 back right now, but if they win the Central and they end up as one of the top two seeds.
Would you change your?
Yes. I think
so. You'd move your goalposts differently depending on the end of the season.
If they get in August as the sixth wild card team and they get bounced in the wild card round, I don't think we can be like, what a failure and all. Disappointing. Sure. The Diamondbacks were disappointed. They made the World Series last year as the last team in. I promise you, their fans were disappointed. They came that close. We were disappointed in 14, even though it was a magical ride. So the word choice to me matters a little bit there. I hear what you're saying. I really do. And it'll be interesting. I mean, you're right. In June or July, we at that point were like, well, now we'll be disappointed if they don't make the playoffs. I'm with you. My expectation now is, yes, Cody, for them to make the playoffs. But this team has already exceeded expectation. There's no way they can underachieve that, not get to that expectation level. They've already hit that.
I am officially willing to bury all of the what they were last year talk. It's August 21st.
So you don't want to bring it up even when you're going to bring it up in 3 weeks when they have the biggest turnaround in MLB history? Don't bring it up then.
Well, that's just stating a fact. Like, what we're referencing is this, like, I can't put different expectations on them because they stunk last year. And again, I don't, you know, like.
Well, then on opening day, how come you didn't have them winning 88 games, man? Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, we have to still.
Because there was a lot of unknown. I didn't know what Luka was going to be. I didn't know what Waka was going to be. I didn't know what those guys were going to be. We're August 21st now. I know what they are.
Yeah, I hear you. I
know what they've been.
I just think it's extremely unfair to suddenly now that they're actually performing at this level, say, well, they need to win. You know, they got to win multiple series or win a series in the playoffs now. I mean, that's just not fair. I mean, I just think that's ridiculous.
They're going to be worried about just making the postseason first, I'm sure, because
yes.
That's the way they have to treat it.
And they haven't clinched yet.
They have to treat it game at a time, which I understand. But I'll tell you that they're going to feel the same way once the postseason starts. But, you know, teams who are playing on that team actively do. I was just going back through last year's lineup now just to see exactly how different it is. Salvi, sure. Still there. I mean, these are the guys who played the most games for the Royals last year. Most games for the Royals. Bobby Witt Jr., MJ Melendez. And MJ Melendez is a full-time player still, but, you know, gets spelled out here and there. Salvi. But then it's like Edward Olivares. Drew Waters played 98 games for them. Nick Prado played 95 games for this team last year. 95? He hadn't even gotten to the big leagues yet. Kyle Isbell, 91. Freddie Firmino only played 70. He's actually been kind of a nice bump.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even remember. Nicky Lopez was on this team for 70.
Yeah, they traded him to Atlanta.
70 games last year. Like, I don't even remember some of these guys playing that number of games. Hunter Dozier got 30 full games in. And so, like, it's such a different squad. Last year, they were just guessing. They were just throwing guys. The evaluation was very real. They're like, Dozier, are you any good? Nope, moving on. Nicky, can you? Nope, okay, next one. Pratt, nope. All right, we're just going to move through the list. I'm a little bit tired of hearing the, you can't have expectations for this team because of what they were a year ago. Because a year ago, I just don't think is who they are.
We got to move on to say, but it's not just the expectation. We've already moved to another level of that, though.
Sure.
Like, if you want to say,
we say postseason
expectation
now, yeah.
is that they make the postseason, you're going a step further already, though, and say now the expectation is they got to win a series in the postseason. And all I'm saying is we disagree on this. I just don't believe that is fair. Like, well, yeah, I mean,
the original expectation was 75, 6, 7 wins from us anyways.
I would have locked in 76 before the season.
76, 77, and I think it was 78. Like, we were all in the same range.
All wrong.
And all going to be
well short.
12 plus games short, nah, depending
yeah,
on
20 would be nice.
I don't think they're going to get to 98. I don't think anybody's getting to 98.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.